The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air, Saturday, February 1st. Yes, it is February. My name is Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is on the road, but Andrea Pratarelli sitting in. Hey, Andrea.
Good morning.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about today.
No.
So you've been in the business a long time. I don't want to make you feel old, but...
No.
15, 20 years?
No, I mean, no. I feel like it's been longer than that. I have family that have been in the travel industry for my whole life, so I've been traveling
life. You grew up in it, yeah.
I did. I've been with Fox for about 8 years.
Okay.
Started in our Sheboygan office, then started our... Did that for a couple of years, and then I moved over and started our destination weddings department.
Wow, okay.
Kind of spearheaded that for a couple of years. Then about 2 years ago, I moved back in as the branch manager of our Sheboygan office. And actually, just recently, just a couple of weeks ago, in addition to doing managing the Sheboygan office, I'm now managing the weddings department again. So it's full circle.
Well, how about that? So and your secret, not so secret, but your specialty, your real love is Jamaica.
It is, really all things fun and sun. I'm really not picky when it comes to my vacations, but I do have a very special place in my heart for Jamaica. I have been traveling there since I was a baby. My parents honeymooned there. I was married there. My kids have been there a handful of times. There's just something really special about being on that island that I just really like.
Do you have a count?
I think I'm at 30.
Oh, okay. 30 times to Jamaica. There you go.
There's a couple, there's certainly a couple years that I haven't been able to go, but then sometimes there's a couple times per year that we go. So it just kind of depends on how those cards fall.
Could you settle a burning question that I always see? Does Red Stripe taste different in Jamaica than it does
so
in the
much
United States?
So
why?
Much better.
Why?
It is
why?
So much better there.
Really?
I don't
because
really
you're
like
in
it.
Jamaica, or are they just...
I think it might be a little bit in your mind, but I really do think it tastes better. I mean, I don't particularly like it here,
okay.
But I could sit on a beach and drink a Red Stripe, no problem, in Jamaica.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the coronavirus real quick, because
sure.
it has shut down travel to China. But China's kind of a rare destination. Does Fox World Travel do much in China at all? So,
on the vacation side where I am, not a ton. On our business side, we do a lot. It's really, really heavily impacting our business travelers right now. It was some on the vacation side, but we are monitoring like crazy. We have all of our business team is in overdrive right now trying to reaccommodate, because we are getting dozens a day. We're getting alerts from the airlines. United just made a decision yesterday that they're canceling flights starting on February 6th through, I think, the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get those people reaccommodated. The airlines are actually being very helpful and are willing to, again, reaccommodate, rebook to different areas and give cash back, which just doesn't really happen in the airline industry. So they're being really great about it.
Super weird right now. So and like she mentioned, if you go to foxworldtravel.com, you'll see business travels and you'll see vacations. So there's the business side, then there's the fun side, but there is the business
side. Not playing favorites.
Well, it's kind of nice though, but it gets back to why you want a travel partner with like Fox World Travel, because when something happens like this, you want somebody to go to bat for you, because if
Absolutely.
You've done all of the things yourself, and a lot of people, they thought with the internet that the travel agency business was going to go away. And I think people learn very quickly why you need to have a partner.
Well, and I think with all of the information that's out there, which can sometimes be great, it's so overwhelming. And if you do make a reservation online, who do you go to? Who do you call? You don't know who you're getting when
right.
you contact them, and you don't have those people that are looking out. I mean, we had the earthquake that happened right outside of Jamaica. So we, quick ran queries and made sure we had, anyone that was there, we contacted, and any people that we have coming up, there was no damage, but just having, we're always trying to be ahead of the game and be proactive and just making sure we are watching out for everybody traveling anywhere.
For sure. All right. We're going to talk about some upcoming travel shows that you will want to know about. I got some questions for you as well, but I'm sure everybody else does as well. So at 855-616-1620 is our number. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is the Fox World Travel Show at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
916 at WTMJ, 34 degrees. Slight chance for isolated snow showers or drizzle this morning. Going to be cloudy, 38. Andrea, on the way in today, did you see anything? Was it drizzly?
It wasn't at all. No, okay. If there was a hint of a glimmer of sun, and I got really excited, and then a cloud covered it up. So. It's not so bad out there, though.
Yeah, 31 for the low tonight, 47 for the high tomorrow, and back to 40 on Monday. We're 34 degrees. Our number, 855-616-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, said to Richard in West Allis. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
We're going to Barbados on the 4th of March. And I understand that our money is worth more than their money. If we go outside, should we use our money or their money? And if so, what do you think is, should we buy it here or buy it there?
They use the Barbadian dollar, and for the most part, if you're going to be at the hotel or even anywhere in the near vicinity going into town doing any tours, you'll find that a lot of the stores and the tour operators will take U.S. dollars. Tourism is obviously very big there, so I don't know that you're going to run into too many issues. You can certainly always use credit cards, debit cards at a lot of those places too, unless you're kind of at like a local market, then maybe you won't find that. Most times in the hotels, the ATMs that are there will give you local currency, or you can exchange right at the front desk too. So I don't know that I would get a whole bunch to take with you before you leave. I would just take a little bit of U.S. cash when you get there, see how that's working for you. And if you need some, you can certainly get it right at the hotel.
Okay. And do you recommend going off the sandals?
I think you should. I mean, that Barbados is not a place that a lot of people get the opportunity to travel to. And usually anywhere I go throughout the Caribbean, throughout Mexico, I always try and at least one day get off and do some local touring. I would hate to, you know, tell you to go and just have you sit at the hotel the whole time. I mean, there's some great things that the hotel will have to offer you, but definitely getting out and seeing, you know, some of the local sights and sounds, I think, is definitely a great idea.
Excellent. Let's go to Waukesha. Hey, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
This would be the part where we talk on the radio.
Okay, I have a hi. We have a group going to Jamaica at the end of March, and we have done the bioluminescent bay in Puerto Rico. I'm wondering, how does the one in Montego Bay compare? And any suggestions about that?
Yeah, I would absolutely do that one. It would be very comparable to the one in Puerto Rico. Depending on the weather, sometimes it can kind of stir up a little more of those, sediments and some of the lights. So it kind of depends a little bit. But I've had people that have told me that it's been better. I've had people that said it was comparable. So I've done the one in Jamaica. I've not done the one in Puerto Rico. It's in Trelawney, so it's about 20 minutes north of Montego Bay. So it's a really, really easy drive if you're kind of staying in that area. But that's definitely one of the offsite tours or excursions that I always recommend if somebody's staying in that area. It's really fun.
Is there a company that you recommend? I've kind of looked online and they seem to be all over the place.
Though I like to try and keep my business local if I can. So Jamaica Tours Limited is usually who I book my offsite tours and excursions with. And I think that's their website, jamaicatourslimited.com. And they will offer that. Amstar is another great one too. They're kind of paired up with Apple Vacations. They're a little bit of a bigger conglomerate. So I know sometimes it doesn't always stay local. The money doesn't always stay local. So Jamaica Tours Limited is housed in Jamaica. So you know that it's staying there.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Have fun.
Appreciate that.
Okay, thanks.
All right, it's 9:20. We're going to take a break. Jim in Greendale wants to drill Andrea on a bunch of different things about Jamaica.
I'm ready.
Considering she's been there 30 times. We're back in a bit, and you can join us at 855-616-1620, the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose on the road. Andrea Pratorelli's in. And we are open to calls at 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's get to Jim in Greendale because Jim has questions. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
I have never been to Jamaica, but I thought about going, my wife and I. I was just wondering, since you've been there so many times, do you have some favorite cities and resorts you like staying at when you go there?
I do. A couple years ago, I would have said in this order, it would be Negril first, Montego Bay second, and Ocho Rios third. And primarily why was there, the beaches are absolutely amazing in Negril. And I like the excursions in that area a little bit more. Ocho Rios is very cool. It's very lush and pretty up there, but it takes about 2 hours to get to from the airport. And I know that can really cut into your vacation time when you have to drive there and back at the beginning and the end. So Negril will probably always be my favorite. But there are some really, really nice, cool new hotels that are going up in Montego Bay. Up until like 10 years ago, I would always tell people not to stay there because it was just a big kind of built up dirty city. But they're building the hotels kind of on the outskirts of the city now. So one of my favorite hotels in all of Jamaica are the Secrets properties that are in Montego Bay. There's Secrets St. James and Secrets Wild Orchid. They are right next door to each other and they share all of the same amenities. Wild Orchid just has slightly better views of the water than what St. James does. And usually it prices out a little bit more. So in Negril, there's a new property, the Royalton. And they do have an adults-only section called Hideaway at Royalton. But either of those, we've been getting really, really great feedback on. And it's on the most perfect beach. It's on 7 Mile Beach. Royalton is not on 7 Mile Beach. It's right outside of 7 Mile Beach. There's a couple other hotels that are right there too, but the beaches there are still fabulous. And like I said, there's a lot of cool things to do. If you're staying in the Montego Bay area, it kind of centrally locates you then. You could go, to 2 hours north to see Ocho Rios and things there, or you could go an hour south to Negril. So kind of figuring out what you guys like to do would be kind of first and foremost, what's the most important to you. But there's good hotels in any of those areas.
There you go. Andrea from Fox World Travel. So if you have questions, most of the branches open at 10 a.m. this morning, right?
They do. Yeah. Yep. This is our busy season. So all of our offices open at 10 a.m. January, February, and March. And they can certainly reach out to any one of our specialists by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO.
There you go. Let's go to Carrie in Muskego. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what I would like to ask Andrea to another fellow Jamaica lover. I love Jamaica. Probably
good.
Have been there 10 times. I love it. We are going to Punta Cana, which is, we alternate between Jamaica and Punta Cana. And I know we're going to be brave to go to Punta Cana. It's probably not where everybody would go right now, but we always alternate. I'm very familiar with Club Mobe. Love it. Would never travel to Jamaica without using Club Mobe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was wondering if it's wonderful. I was wondering, just because it's $80 like round trip for Club Mobe, in Punta Cana, it's $200 a person. I was just wondering, is it worth it? I've never used it in Punta Cana. I wonder if you have any experience with it.
I have had only one or two people that have ever done it, and they, like you, had previously done Club Mobe in Jamaica, and they said it wasn't mm-hmm. really worth it. I mean, you've flown in, so you know the difference. I mean, you're getting off the plane in the middle of the runway. You're not, pulling right up to the airport.
Correct.
And you have to get on the bus and you have to, get over there. And so it's kind of like you're bottlenecked, and it doesn't really save you a whole lot, I don't think. And usually the customs process is a breeze in Punta Cana, I think, now that you don't have to pay mm-hmm. that tourist card and stand in line to do that.
Yeah.
So I've been breezing in and out much quicker than I have, and I've never done it. But I have had some people, like I said, that have compared it, and they said they, for the price, they didn't think it was worth it.
Exactly. And what's weird is it's $75 when you arrive there, which, and then it's $125 on the way back. And I get that, you get to the airport really early. It just seemed very expensive to me. Just what do you think about the safety of Punta Cana right now?
I would not hesitate to go. I would not hesitate to take my small children. There are certainly going to be, safety and security issues no matter where you go. I do think a little bit like Mexico, the media kind of glommed onto it and ran with it.
Yep.
The FBI did get involved with a lot of the issues that were happening in Punta Cana, and they found
exactly.
the same exact thing that, the authorities in Punta Cana were finding. So I would go in a heartbeat if the opportunity came. Like I said, I have a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I would take them.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. It's
absolutely
really been helpful.
Absolutely. Have a great time.
Okay.
For your 11th right, you time too. There.
Thanks. Yeah, for your 11th.
Yeah, yeah, very, very nice. Thank you. All right. Andrea Pratarelli is in. Let's talk real quick about the World Tour Showcase for 2020 and 2021. There are two that are in Wisconsin that are within the WTMJ signal. The first is on the 26th, and that happens in Neenah. The second is the next night on the 27th, and that happens in Brookfield. And this is a big unveiling of some pretty big departures.
It is. This is the second time that we're doing it. We did the same thing last year. We had huge turnouts, like record-breaking number of attendees come. We're featuring all of our escorted tours that we have with Insight Vacations, and there are some great tours that we've already launched for 2020 that still have some space on them. Spain and Provence is one, France, Belgium and the Battlefields, and then Treasures of the Incas, which I'm super excited about. That one's going to Peru with Elizabeth Kramer, who's one of our most beloved tour managers. And then they are going to release some of the 2021 tours. And I don't know all of them. I got a sneak preview yesterday and a couple of them, and they are very cool destinations that we've never done before. So I'm very excited. So if you've traveled with Insight or you're interested in traveling with Insight or with Fox, definitely come out to one of those shows, learn a little bit more about what Insight does, what we do, and get a really good idea of some upcoming destinations for 2021.
Well, if I can give a hint, Rose and I are doing another trip, and this one will be in 2021.
Some of these trips are so cool and cool. So unique, and I'm very excited.
Would love for you to join us. All right, 30 minutes down, 30 minutes to go, 855-616-1620. Hackett and Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose on the road, Andrea Pratarelli sitting in. FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. Our number is 855-616-1620. Let me say that slowly. 855-616-1620. That's a fairly new number, so please make a note of it. The Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Andrea, got a couple of text questions. We'll get caught up. Now, earlier we were talking about your rich and wonderful love affair with Jamaica.
All things.
30 times you've been there, at least, right? 30 times.
Something in that number.
All right. So a couple text questions. What are your thoughts on Couples in Negril?
I love that property. It's, again, on an amazing beach that is adults only and couples only. For those of you that are listening that are thinking, it does tend to price out a little bit higher just because it is adults only on an amazing beach in Negril. Negril just tends to price out a little bit higher, but amazing service. I have a couple travelers that go to that particular hotel every single year. Greg and Barb, if you're listening, call in. Tell us how you feel. Yeah, it's great. I would never hesitate sending somebody to Couples.
Okay. All right. Here's another. My daughter and her boyfriend going to Jamaica in March and want to stay at Rio Palace Montego Bay. What do you think of that property?
That's a great one, too. That, again, is adults only. You're only about 15 minutes from the airport with that one, so that one's really nice. And there are three other Rios right next door to that one that you have exchange privileges with, so it kind of opens up the opportunities for other restaurants, other beach areas. So that's kind of nice. It is a smaller beach and it is right in the city center. So you will definitely have some of the planes flying overhead, but again, really convenient to get to and does kind of put you right in the middle of the kind of the heart of the country. So it's very easy to leave and go into Ocho or go into Negril to do some of those offsite tours.
Okay. Let's head to Wales. That's where Jason is. Hey, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My fiance and I are thinking about going to St. Lucia and getting married, and just wanted to see what your thoughts are about St. Lucia, if you've ever been there, and what type of place it would be.
I think St. Lucia is an amazing place to get married. We have done a handful of weddings in St. Lucia. There are some great hotels in that area. There's a new, we used to pretty much only just sell the Sandals properties. There was three Sandals in St. Lucia, and those were kind of our go-to, but they are starting to build some more. I have a couple there right now. They're staying at Coconut Bay, which is a really, really good option. Prices out pretty well. There's a brand new Royalton that opened about a year or so ago, and I've had amazing feedback on that. If you guys do a destination wedding, would it just be the two of you, or would you have potential guests?
Probably starting out just the two of us, and if we have friends that end up wanting to go, that's fine, but we're just kind of planning on the two of us.
Perfect. Yeah, it's very, very easy to get married in St. Lucia. Jamaica is a very popular one for us, too, just because of the ease. I mean, sometimes there are countries that require a lot of paperwork, blood work, documents to get translated, things like that. St. Lucia is a breeze if you want to actually have that be your legal ceremony. So definitely a great option to look at. If you do go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, if you hover over either the vacations tab or the groups tab, there is a page that will take you right to our destination weddings page. So you can look through some of our specialists, see if there's somebody that you want to reach out to, or just send a general inquiry, and we can definitely work with you to see dates, pricing, see if that's something that's within your budget and was something that you guys want to move forward with. But I say do it.
That sounds great. And do you know if April, May, and June are decent months?
Those are great months. I mean, April and May, probably I would lean to a little bit more, just because you will have a few more better options in terms of flights. Typically for St. Lucia, they have nonstop flights out of Chicago on Saturdays. So that's always an option for people. Sometimes those stop after April or May. So the weather's still kind of yucky here. So you kind of feel like you're getting a nice warm trip out of it. And pricing should, between April, May, and June, as long as you're going after Easter, pricing should be pretty similar. So that shouldn't have a big difference for that either.
And sorry for all the questions. One last one. Would you recommend sandals a good place to get married as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're still fabulous. We're just selling a little bit less just because now we have more options that we didn't have in the past. But we've always used them. We've had amazing feedback on all of them. Would not hesitate any of those.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jason, report back, okay? Let us know what you decide to do.
Definitely, I will do.
Perfect. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. We're going to take a break. We're open at 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ, 35 degrees. Cloudy day, 38 for the high. Cloudy tonight, down to 31. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, warmer, and 47. It's 35 degrees at WTMJ. Our number is 855-616-1620. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line for the Fox World Travel Show. Here's one for you, Andrea. Good morning. Wondering if Turks and Caicos is only for the, quote, rich and famous, or if ordinary people would enjoy also. Also, where to stay? What to do? Is it difficult to get to? Thanks so much. It's basically right off the coast of South America, isn't it? It's way down there.
It's pretty far down. Do only rich and famous enjoy it? Of course not. Everybody would enjoy it. It does tend to be one of the most expensive islands in the Caribbean. So we don't sell it as often as I would like to, obviously. I would love to send everybody there. They have gorgeous beaches. The locals are so warm, and the culture is rich and vibrant, and the food is great. We, for the most part, when we do sell Turks, we tend to sell a lot of beaches, which is, we were talking about sandals earlier. This is the family version of beaches is the family version of sandals. It's amazing. It's fabulous. It's high end, but it does tend to be a little bit pricey. And it's depending on the time of year, can be a little difficult to get to. During peak season, sometimes there are nonstop flights out of Chicago. So if you're in the area, that would certainly be doable for you. But there are some hotels there that they are not all inclusive. And that tends to be a perk for some people, because they do have they have a lot of offsite restaurants and things that you can go to, where in some destinations it's very expensive to eat off property. It's really not like that in Turks and Caicos. So definitely give one of our offices a call, and they can kind of steer you in the right direction, give you some ideas of what pricing would be, and see if that's something doable for you.
Shame on my geography, which used to be pretty good. It's actually north of like the Dominican Republic.
Right, it's not far. It's just because of how small it is. Usually in the Caribbean, the smaller the island, the harder it is to get to. They just don't have nearly as many flights, because again, it does tend to price out a little bit higher. But it's definitely, I think, a little more doable than people think it might be. It sounds It sounds like it is just for the rich and the famous, but definitely not.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Have you ever been on an island where you've thought, okay, this is too small?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
So, sometimes you just need that. Sometimes you need a little break. And if it's someplace that we sell, if it's someplace that our tour operators sell, there usually is a good chance that there's going to be something to do off property. Sometimes people don't want to leave and they really just want a couple of days just laying on a beach and not doing anything. But again, if you're making your way, you know, to a destination that you've not been to before, I think you should see some of the local sights and sounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the World Tour Showcase. There are two that are coming to Wisconsin. The first is in Neenah, and that happens on the 26th. The second is the next night, February 27th, and that happens in Brookfield. And this is a huge unveiling of a number of different departures. For a couple for this year, but mostly for 2021. Am I right on that?
Yeah. A lot of our 2020 groups are sold out. There are still a couple that are leaving later enough in the year, so I think it's not, you know, making anybody, you know, crazy trying to plan something super last minute. But again, for 2020, we do have the Spain and Provence with Insight. The France, Belgium, and Battlefields has a couple seats left. Colleen Ellsberg is actually taking that one out, so that's a really great one. And then, again, the Treasures of the Incas, which is going to Peru, Machu Picchu. Elizabeth Kramer is taking that one out. So I'm jealous of everybody when someone's traveling, and I'm not, but that group I'm very, very envious of. So
you've traveled plenty. In fact, I got to ask you, you did, just on a personal trip, you did this kind of crazy route.
It was crazy.
You did Amsterdam, you did Rome, Italy,
yep,
and Egypt.
I did.
Okay.
It's so crazy. We were calling it our around the world trip. It started because... not this past October, so about a year and a half ago, my husband took a tour with Insight Vacations. It was a 2-week trip to Egypt, and he did top to bottom the night. I mean, it was amazing. It was something that he had been dreaming about for a very long time. And like a good husband, I think he felt a little guilty that I didn't get to go. So he was trying to find a way for us
The ratio is tipped in your favor. You know that, right?
I know. That's a very cool experience, though. So
he dug Egypt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was the number one thing on his bucket list. So I was highly encouraging him to do that. And so we were just kind of throwing things out there and seeing about a year out where we should go on our big trip this year and what we could do. And we were just kind of throwing out some European cities. And we decided that we kind of wanted to start in Amsterdam. And then it was pretty easy to get over to Rome. And I kind of just threw out there, you know, it's only like a 2-hour flight to get to Cairo. Should we just end in Cairo? And we found some amazing deal for round trip flights that went into Amsterdam and out of Cairo. And
like,
then
fly on what, though?
We did nonstop United from Chicago into Amsterdam.
Easy.
And then
okay.
In between Amsterdam and Rome and in between Rome and Cairo, we flew nonstop Alitalia, which is a big Italian carrier.
Okay.
Which was totally fine. And we did, three nights, four nights. So it was a whirlwind trip, but we did, you want to talk about highlights and just big city highlights. I mean, we hit all the highlights. We did everything you could do in Amsterdam and Rome. We did the Colosseum. We did the Vatican. We did, we ate all the pizza that they had there. And then when we went to Cairo, we did, we had a private tour one day with this company that we found called Sun Pyramid Tours. And we did, we went inside of the Great Pyramid, which not a lot of people get to do. And that was one of the coolest and also scariest things that I've ever done in my life. If you are even a smidge claustrophobic, that was terrible. But I'm so glad that I did it. And so it was a whirlwind, but it was awesome. We had a couple friends that came with us and we hit the ground running.
Bang, bang, bang.
It was so random, but
completely different flavors too.
Absolutely.
Right?
And my whole family, my mom's side, they're 100% Dutch. So that we were hitting Amsterdam with that. As you can tell by my last name, my husband and his family are extremely Italian, so we hit that. And then because he had this just love of Cairo, we ended there. So it didn't make sense, but it kind of all made sense all in the same breath. So it was a very, very cool trip.
Put that group together.
Now we're trying to figure out what we're doing next. How do you top that?
Yeah. All right. Andrea Pratarelli is here. You can join us at 855-616-1620. Acuta Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is on the road. Andrea Pratarelli sitting in. Fox World Travel opens up most of their offices at 10 a.m. this morning, so 6 minutes away. So there you go. Let's go to Mark in Wauwatosa. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
We're thinking of taking a cruise in the near future in no particular destination, but we want to use Princess Cruise Lines. Is there an advantage to go through Fox World Travel as far as booking, or go directly to Princess price-wise and insurance and things like that?
I would absolutely recommend going through Fox for that. Any pricing or sales that Princess is having, we will absolutely be able to take advantage of that as well, and sometimes plus some. We are part of a consortium called Signature, which doesn't mean a whole lot to you, but it's very beneficial for us and for you. Sometimes Signature will go in and will hold select sailings. So if you're a little bit flexible on your dates and kind of like, you know, on destination, there could potentially be some sailings out there that we can offer some onboard ship credit or some additional savings that maybe Princess is not offering. And they are combinable, again, with any of those sales that Princess is offering. Like, they were just doing that best sale ever, which is amazing because they're doing, you know, free gratuities, free drink package, free Wi-Fi. That's huge. So, yeah, anything that they're taking in there that they're offering, we can do too. And like I said, sometimes there are some additional perks that we can throw in as well.
Fantastic. Now, if we do book and they do have these sales or deals and something comes up down the road before we travel, can we get that benefit as well, or are we locked into the original agreement?
That's totally up to Princess and whatever sale they have going on. Sometimes they're retroactive. Sometimes they're only for new booking. So that kind of would depend. But anytime you see something or that we see something, that is usually something that we would check into for you and see if we can, you know, take advantage of anything else even after the fact.
Okay, let's go to Ted in Heartland. Good morning, Ted.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a question that I'm not traveling, but my son and daughter, daughter-in-law, and they left for Vietnam this morning, and we're a little concerned. Is there a problem there? That's right next to China.
As far as we know, no. The best thing that I always recommend doing is going to the State Department's website. They update that daily, which is travel.state.gov. I'm on there multiple times a day looking at if there's any travel alerts, anything like that. Yesterday or the day before, they did bump up China to a level 4, which is pretty much just do not travel. Vietnam is at a level 1, which most countries are at, typically at least a level 2. Level 1 is exercise normal precautions. Level 2 is exercise increased caution. So as far as I know, it is operations as usual for them. Vietnam and Cambodia tend to be a pretty popular destination for us for this time of year. And I think as long as they're safe and, you know, making smart decisions, I think that's fine. If there were any high alerts, again, it would definitely be on that State Department website. But you can, again, for peace of mind, if you want to go on there, you can do that at any time as well. Again, it's travel.state.gov.
Cool. Okay. Jane, we got about a minute for you. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. We're considering booking on Norwegian Airlines. It appears to have some discounted fares or less expensive fares. Is there any precautions we should know, or is this less than desirable travel? Or
we use them fairly often. Sometimes we find great fares with them for Iceland and that area. And actually, a couple of years ago, Apple and Funjet used them as their charter flights out of Milwaukee for peak season to the Caribbean and Mexico. And I flew them at that point. And they're very much like Southwest. It's kind of like a 3-3 configuration, smaller planes. They're just kind of like, again, like the Frontier. They're the discounted package, and I would see no problem flying them.
Andrea Pratarelli in for Rose Gray. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Another reminder, World Tour Showcase, one in Neenah on the 26th, one in Brookfield on the 27th. Details at foxworldtravel.com.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.